namami
white and black, mixed, also some reddish, and all the boys are playing on the decide of any victory, and that victory is Kadamba tree. So much flowers, so much flowers. And Krishna at once took his float, and he began to
play and play.
You should see, and then come to this scene. How beautiful his fingers are playing, how he is smiling, how beautiful his eyes, his nose, like parrot, very beautiful, very beautiful,
see
attracting everyone.
Like see some flower.
And you should see. Namami
Nandanandanam, Namami Nandanandanam, Namami Nandanandanam, Namami Nandanandanam, Namami Nandanandanam, Namami Nandanandanam, Namami
fold it, no? From here, from here, from here, and from here. Why he became so? Because his mother is tready, carved. Jamuna is also carved. His Vrindavan is also carved. His everything. His eyes are carved, crooked. Everything is crooked in Vrindavan, so he has become. But you should see, if he will come in heart, he will never come up, because he is curved very, very, very hard too. So, listen, the gopis, what they are telling? Don't hear the Harikatha of Krishna, pastimes of Krishna, and don't take the name of Krishna. Otherwise, you will fall in his trap, and he will go there, and he will never come. And seeing this,
त्रिभंगदेहसुंदरं नकालुति सुधाकरं अमूलरत्न भूषणं नमामि नंदनं नमामि नंदनं नमामि नंदनं
it has told that. Krishna has so many alankars,
ornaments
of flowers. Here also, in neck, here angada, bala, chudi, and Vaijayanti mala up to. But a beautiful thing is that he has Kaustubh mani. And like Krishna, Srimati Radhika is beloved to Krishna, so Kaustubh also, he has some beloved things. And what is Shyamantak? Where is Shyamantak?
In the neck of Srimati Radhika.
In Srimati Radhika. So he has so much friendship as between Krishna and Srimati Radhika. See, Kaustubh has also friendship with Shyamantak. All these things. And you sing, you will be so glad to see. Seeing all these things, go on doing.
Sugandhayanga Saurabha Mura Virali Kaustubha
told, oh, why you don't sing the prayer of Srimati Radhika? I am not satisfied by this. I will be satisfied by that. So you should begin.
Munindra Binda Bandite Triloka Shaka Harini Prasanna Vakra Pangane Nikunda Bhuvi Asini Kajendra Bhanura Rajendra Suno Sangate Kada Karisha Siyama Kripa Katasya Bhajana Ashoka Vishya Vallari Vitana Manja Pastite Kavala Vala Kalava Kavaru Nandi Komare Parabaya Suratkare Prabhu Thank you.
At once. They are telling that we are satisfied, we are satisfied, but yet we want more. What want more? That when we are inconjugal in one form, that is Sachinandan form, you have not done any prayer for it. So, you should do like this. Gauranga bolite. Gauranga. You should enter.
Navadvip. Ganges, Ganges is
flowing.
Flowing everywhere in the middle Navadvip, doing like this, going everywhere. And it has, one Navadvip has become nine galleys. Antardvip, Simantdvip, Godrumdvip, Madhvadvip, Koldvip, Rudradvip, Ritudvip, Jannudvip, Modrumdvip, and
Rudradvip.
These nine galleys. But island was one and is one, but divided by Ganga. Why? She is calling. Indian Ocean is calling. Oh, come on, Ganga, come down, Ganga. But Ganga has come from Himalaya, coming. And when she came in Gaudham, she forgot everything. And he wants that I should be always in Navadvip. So he is quickly moving. Don't want
to
leave
Navadvip Dham.
Navadvip Dham. So always there. So come on there. And in the middle we will go to Mayapur Antardvip, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu
Jagpit
came from the womb of
Mother Sachidevi.
Sachidevi. And he is a little boy there. And dancing and doing so much things. And we will go and we will see what.
Thank you. गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय। इन दिस वन श्लोक एवरीथिंग इज कमिंग, एवरीथिंग, गुरु गौरांग गौर राधा कृष्ण हिज ऑल इज इन वन श्लोक। So we have told that, what is the time now?
12 o'clock.
Oh, then we have some time. Nanda kim akarod annemam brancho nabhavo nasyap angasamsaya prasadam lebhire gopi jattat prapte vimuktita. Gopi Yashoda is a very simple gopi. Not crooked, nothing. He wants to give everything for Krishna. Always serving, always in that mood. He wants to take Krishna inside, here, in heart, always, always. If he grows, Krishna goes to cowherding, she becomes so worried, so problems. How to pass the days? She cannot do. So, she got benediction from Krishna. Who was he? Giving all vimukti. I had explained vimukti. Brahma has not taken this. Bhava, Shankar not even. Sri, never. So easily we can serve Krishna. To whom Krishna? Yashodananda. As Yashoda is affectionate and she is so having so mercy, Vatsalya Bhava. So Krishna, Yashodanandan is so merciful. Not Devakinandan. He is something of another type. He wants opulence, but Krishna never wants. Krishna is as simple as his mother. If anyone will want, Yashoda will. At once give. So Yashodanandan, the same like Yashoda. Prabhu told him, oh, very, very good, very good. Higher thing you have told. But you should tell, if anything more. Raya kahe kanta bhav, prema shraddha sar. He told that these are all premas. He has told before that sadhasar, sarvasadhasar, sarvasadhasar. But here he is telling not sadhasadha. He is telling prema sadhasar. It can be achieved by prema. What? He has told before that by all these things he will have prema. But now he is telling that the kanta bhava is prema sadhya sar, not ordinary. It is the essence of all the affection and prema. What? Kanta bhava. What is kanta bhava? There is a husband and wife. This is svakiya bhava. It is called Svakiya. Svakiya, like servant and husband and wife, like always serving husband. He is like Prabhu and she is like Dasi. Everything becomes of her husband. She gives everything, he not keeps anything for her. Oh, my husband is master of all. And he treats him not as equal. He will do what he wants. He will sometimes consult or no necessity to consult. he can do against her wife. Ramchandra did, he told that, yo, go out of my palace. This is my palace. And Sita could not reply. Weeping and weeping, she went away. But can Krishna tell Srimati? She will reply at once, I'm not in your home. Where is your home? I'm here in my kunj. This is my Vrindavan, my. You can go. At once go out. And she will tell that, I will not speak with you now. I want to have any friendship with any black bees, ant, anything black, I don't mind. I will color my hairs with golden collar. Everything. I will not take a sari with ant black. I may color my eyes also. So, Krishna will tell her, no, you should not do like this. I will never do like this, what you don't want. This is Kantabhav. Controlled by gopis, Krishna. Love is such a thing that he controls Srimati Radhika and Krishna both. His prem is superior, so it is prayojan. If prem is there, then all will be controlled. Krishna and Radhika and gopis and all. Prem such is a thing that it makes dance to Krishna. It makes dance to Radhika. All gopis. And himself he dances. And make dance all. If you have a little bit of prem here, then it will also make you dance. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, dancing here, there, and making dance all. He was controlled by prem. That prem was Mahabhava of Srimati Radhika prem. If Krishna has come alone, he was like Vrindavan, like Dwarka. But he came in the two moods, Radhika and Krishna. So Kant Bhav is Prem Shraddha Sar. Why? Why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told? You can give example from any epics, Srimad Bhagavatam especially. Oh, you want to hear? Nayam siyo ang o nitantarate prasada sarjo sitang nani lagandaku ruchankuto anna Rasosave Asabuja Danda Grihita Kanta Labdhasi Sangjaudgat Brajasundarina. He told that. Who? Raramana. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told us, go on. There is something. Lacking in mother Vatsalya Bhav. But there is also one. Not so broad and so high. Like Dasya Bhav, like Shakya Bhav, wall is coming
thinner.
So, wall is there, but very thin, and not so high. But there is a wall. But that wall, if there is a mother and father, at first they were married in very young age. They had no child. Then wife used to love affection to her husband and husband used to love fully. But when they gave growth to a child, then their love affection was divided into three. Or two, for husband and for that child, mothers. Again he gave a daughter. Then it was
divided into three.
Again she gave a child, again it was divided. And she will have to give attention for clearing houses, to cook, to broom, to nourish the children, so many things. Now he has no time, she has no time to speak always with her husband. Husband wants that she should be with me, joking, playing, doing some things. But, I have no time at all. There are so many children, I have to look after all these things. So he has no time. This is the case there. Yashoda has to look after his husband, Nanda Baba. He is to look after Krishna. He is to look after Baldev Prabhu, to Rohini Devi, and all the utensils of home. Also, so many cows are there. Sometimes he will have to take care of all them, to take milk, to make curd, to make, and to then makhan will come. And from milk he will have to make so many good sandesh and rasagulla for Krishna. You know, Amrit Keli. Very tasteful this. Krishna wants this. Always busy in this. Sometimes he forgets Krishna. Where is Krishna? Playing here, there. And she is making preparation. For whom?
Krishna.
For Krishna. For? So he can forget Krishna for Krishna. Yes, she has so many duties. His affection is divided into so many things. So he cannot give his whole attention now to Krishna. No? So, fully, whole shell, she cannot give to Krishna. Also, there is something she cannot give. He cannot serve Krishna by whole senses and indriya means?
Senses.
Senses.
Yes.
Hand is also sense.
Yes.
Huh? No, senses are 11?
Working senses.
Working.
No, 5 are senses.
5 senses.
11 senses.
5 karmendriya,
5 karmendriya, 5 gyanendriya.
All are senses.
Sarva senses. Working senses, knowledge acquiring senses.
Hands, arms, legs, limbs, bodily limbs.
11. She cannot serve by 11. Cannot. But gopis here, Kantabhav, whole self, love, affection for Krishna, because they had no child. They had husband, but outwardly, for to show mortal. What? Yes, you should remind me. You should read, then I will explain.
I read the verse in the purport.
Yes.
The Lord said, "Your statements are certainly getting better and better, one after another. But surpassing all of them is another transcendental mellow, and you can speak of that as most sublime." So Ramananda Rai replied, "Conjugal attachment for Krishna is the topmost position in love of God." Purport.
Yeah.
In general, love of God is devoid of the intimacy of ownership. In the case of love and servitude, there is a want of confidentiality. There is a want of increased affection in the fraternal relationship, but when this affection increases in the paternal relationship, there is nonetheless a want of complete freedom. However, when one becomes a conjugal lover of Krishna, everything lacking in the other relationships is completely manifest. Love of God lacks nothing in the conjugal stage. The summary of this verse is that the paternal love of Godhead is certainly higher than fraternal, and the conjugal love is higher yet. It was when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu requested Ramananda Rai to go further that he came to this point of conjugal relationship, which is the highest perfectional stage of transcendental love.
This is Saddhasar. Means? Saddhasar means here? Prem Saddhasar. This is the goal of Chaitanya Chaitanya. This is the last goal and prominent goal of Srimad Bhagavatam, of Jayadev Goswami, Gita Govinda, Chandidas, Vidyapati, all same goal there. Now he explains how. Then you should read the slok, not a slok, but the meaning of that slok. I will explain after.
When Lord Sri Krishna was dancing with the gopis in the Rasa Leela, the gopis were embraced by the arms of the Lord. This transcendental favor was never bestowed upon the goddess of fortune or the other consorts of the spiritual world. Indeed, never was such a thing even imagined by the most beautiful girls in the heavenly planets, whose bodily luster and aroma resemble the lotus flower. And what to speak of worldly women who are very beautiful according to material estimation? Purport. This verse was spoken by Uddhava when he visited Sri Vrindavan to deliver a message from Krishna to the gopis. Uddhava remained in Vrindavan to observe the movements of the gopis there. When he saw the ecstatic love of Krishna for Krishna in separation manifested by the gopis, he appreciated their supreme love and therefore expressed his feelings in this verse. He admitted that the fortune of the gopis could not be compared even to the fortune of the goddess of fortune, to say nothing of the beautiful girls in the heavenly planets.
Purport?
That was the purport.
Who have read?
Read both.
Uddhava is praying to gopis, telling to gopis this verse. You are most beloved to Krishna. The heavenly Lakshmi, like Lakshmi of Vamandev, are so beautiful, but they cannot have the same mood like gopis. Krishna has not, they cannot satisfy Krishna, and Krishna cannot be controlled by them. Again, they are so much beautiful, and fragrance is coming from whole body. They become, in hot season, cool, and in cool season,
warm.
And so much fragrance there, more than Kevada and all others. But Krishna is not controlled by them. Also not by the Lakshmis of Lakshmi, or Satyabhama, Rukmini and all. Once Krishna told to Rukmini Devi, he was the chief Mahishi?
Queen.
Among 16,108 Raj Mahishi queens among them. So beautiful, so lovely appearance. Krishna told that, I have done wrong. I have married you. I have taken you from your father. And here I married you. But I think that I am not able for you.